This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Saw you enjoying that one, Vinny.
Well, that artist is just fun. Who is that new artist?
You're asking me? I'll know as soon as I hear the name Nick.
Mm-hmm. Nico Invites.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Nico.
You know the song?
I know the song. We were all singing along with it. And then Vinny asked me who it is. I'm like,
well, I'm
I
giving you a little dose of your own. I mean, you love doing that to me.
Let me ask a question you can't answer. Am I wrong?
Oh my God.
My heart just fell out my butt. God.
This is guitarist on this track.
Oh, hey,
let's
speaking
begin the
of, I meant
Who
to tell
it?
You this earlier, but we got off track
okay,
and we were,
right.
you know, on our own thing. So Pearl Jam, I think they've canceled some shows recently.
Yeah, but, they got a COVID situation.
Yeah, but did you see the little tribute they did to Eddie Van Halen?
No, I didn't.
So the guy tried to, I mean, he did a fine version. He, you know, turned left at all the hard parts, or really hard parts, but he did Eruption on stage. And I went, oh, this will be good. I wonder how that's going to sound. And it sounded good, but you know, it captured some of the parts where you go, oh, he got that part.
Yeah.
But
oh, he skipped that part. Okay.
That's an Eddie Van Halen thing. I mean, come on.
It is.
Nobody can do that.
I actually think that in a way, if you could play that perfectly note for note, okay. But if you can't, let's hear a little of this. What's this guy's name?
I don't know which guitar player did it. There's McCready right. and there's one other one.
Okay, here we go. Good. Ooh, clam.
Anyway.
Oh, it's so good though. I want to sit and listen to it. Does he do the finger banging stuff?
He does. It's coming up. Yes, he does do the finger. And it's good. He's doing a great job.
Oh, there we go. Ah, so good.
Anyway, that's Pearl Jam.
So good.
Right
doing
before
a little,
they
right.
said, we're a COVID busy.
We're COVID
we
band. Is it Jeff Ament? Is that the name of their drummer? I think he's the one who...
Ament is the bass player.
Oh, okay. That's who
Cameron
I think I saw.
Is the drummer.
Okay. They are... They're taking a couple days off there.
Yeah.
They don't want to spread that around. People don't want to go to a show where they know somebody's got COVID. All right. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Commute37.com. If you're stuck in Highway 37 traffic right now, and you know there are people stuck there, join a carpool. You can get $25 for signing up on commute37.com. And please insist on listening to the Sarah and Vinny Show in your commute.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
much.
In advance
yep.
for always putting it on and ripping the knob off. Thank
yep.
you.
Uh-huh, honey. We have a lot of new music to get to today. I'm also very excited about the secret show today. V Hill's going to join us for that. We're going to do trivia with her and then we'll do the secret show. I'm reading through some of the last week when she was on the show, we did this woman has asked for a prenup and the fun ensued and we have some responses to that. And
good. I really
yes.
liked that one. And I was worried about it. I've thought about it a few times. Okay.
Well,
good.
Some people have some input for us, so that'll be. And she was there for it, so I wanted to save them for her. All right, we're going to start with the brand new record from Harry Styles, Harry's House. Everybody, this is his third album. We've already heard the single As It Was. It's spent 6 weeks so far at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. I think it's been number one 2 or 3 weeks, and it's just living in the top 10. He's streaming a concert tonight. It's called One Night Only in New York. It's streaming on Apple Music at 9 p.m. Eastern, so 6 o'clock our time. And then he's doing pop-up shops this weekend. Remember Kanye was doing that? The little pop-up shops where you could go in
one of those.
Yeah.
In
and
Chinatown.
You could buy all kinds of Kanye stuff, so I'm assuming you can buy all kinds of Harry stuff. So Harry's House is the name of this. What
Bryn, you
does it
went
sound
to
like?
One of those? What'd you get?
Yeah, me, Bryn, and Hooman all went to it.
Sarah went with us. See, we went
remember,
there.
It was just up the street from the station.
Yeah, right.
Remember
what did you guys get?
We didn't get anything.
We got there and saw the 100-foot line down the block.
Oh, my God, 100-foot? You mean two block? It was forever. So we just stood there at the front, and we're like, what are you doing here? How much are you willing to pay for the leather jogging pants?
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
All right, so Harry's House, Harry Styles. Give me
his first one here is called Boyfriends.
Oh, Boyfriends. They take you for granted. Oh, is he the only good guy?
They don't know.
Of course.
They're just misunderstanding.
You're back at it again. That's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty, huh?
Weekend, when you get deep in, he starts secretly drinking.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds problematic.
It gets hard to know what he's thinking.
It's very raw. Just.
And then what happens?
Love.
Okay, next song. Yeah, that's very stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
Except for those layered harmonies. Other than that, though, very stripped down.
Well, you know, you can have chorus behind you.
Well, don't worry. He wears fancy outfits when he does the show live. So, you know, that'll spice this song.
He'll make it work. Right.
Yep.
All right.
This next one here is called Grape Juice.
Grape Juice. How sweet. God, I just said that was so sweet. God, what is it? This reminds me of, there's a band that this is what the guy sounds like when he sings. This kind of processing.
Glass Animals.
Is that what it is? I thought it was older than that. All right, keep going. That's got a groove. This is a walking song.
It's nice.
Walking down the street, and it feels so good. Got a rhythm going on. That's nice. I'm thinking of all the little kids with the pump.
Foster
the People. Kind of sounds like that beginning part. Okay, what's the next one?
It's
you
like
grab three of
them? Megaphone or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Here is Daylight.
Man, it's a mellow album.
It's
more of a dance.
Really
guy.
Mellow, yeah. Was there any? Those are. They're all nice. I'm sure they're all Alice Essentials. I don't want to say anything about them. That first
great.
One's a little much. I don't know. I didn't like that first one. Anyway, there you go. That's what the new Harry says. Just a little taste. Of Harry Styles, Harry's House.
Happened.
Up next is Train and AM Gold, which I assume he wrote this album for us. I mean, we are AM Gold, obviously.
Uh-huh.
This is Train's 9th album, and by them, I mean Pat. They're I guess that's his new pronoun there. Their guests are.
Nobody knows that, though. I mean, we
really?
Know the
I
whole
feel like
band.
It's pretty well known.
I don't know. We know the whole band. So for us, when they showed up most recently and it was just Pat, it felt really
And then
really
a bunch
weird.
Of guys we didn't recognize, right?
But I think, you know, Pat's the most recognizable. He's the voice
He's
of the band.
He's the voice. He's the front I'm man.
Sure, I'm sure right. the other guys are still being paid. But actually, I'm not sure about that. I have no idea, yeah. but you'd
oh,
think.
No. You would. So AM Gold is the name of this new train record. This is their ninth album, and their guests, they have Jewel as a guest. Do you have mm-hmm. the Jewel thing ready
yeah,
to go?
Start with that one. Yeah, it's all right. called Turn the Radio Up.
Throw me apart like petals from a daisy. $6 billion couldn't rebuild this heart of mine. Can't feel nothing now except for this table wine. Please turn the radio up and turn this breaking up down. I don't think that this broken heart can bear the sound. Please just turn
Where's Jewel?
Oh, I'll jump ahead to that okay. if you want.
I like that.
Well, it's yeah, about radio. Awesome. I'm down with Turn Up the Radio.
That was good. I All like right. that.
You stole my soul like a ghost in the movies. I tried to fight it, but boy, you removed me. $6 billion couldn't rebuild this heart of mine. Can't feel nothing now except this table one. Please just turn the radio.
That is a damn hit.
I'm down. I told you he wrote this whole album about us. I told mm-hmm. you. He loves us secretly. Doesn't come around much anymore, but God, he's always
well,
just loved us.
There's been a 2-year pandemic. I mean, I forgive the guy. He's not around because we don't want him around. You're not invited.
He can go there, but we're not there.
Right.
So Jane just texted me to remind me that Harry Styles is co-hosting Acoustic Sunrise this Sunday. So I know mm-hmm. a lot of people are like super fans of that. Remember the whole thing where you turn on the radio and then turn up the radio and then you're, you know, having a mellow acoustic Sunday morning. Harry Styles will be there co-hosting. So right. don't forget about that on the Alice.
I'll be
Thank
there.
You.
All right. Train, that was the song with Jewel. They are mm-hmm. actually going to tour with Jewel and with Blues Traveler. They have a whole tour this summer. So what else All did right. you grab off of this?
The title track.
All right.
AM Gold.
That's got to be about us. So listen carefully.
She don't love you no more. They don't love you. Then you love yourself and turn around. If he don't love you no more. She don't love you no more. They don't love you. Then you love yourself and turn around.
You know, Pat is the king of the, what in the hell? You're dancing. You're bopping your head. You don't even realize yep. you're loving this song, and you are questioning what the hell is he talking about.
Yeah. Well, and I think the breathing part is definitely a nod to you if you're breathing, you're wealthy. So
oh, okay.
I picked that up. That's All definitely right. a Sarah and Vinny reference. Mm-hmm. Let's see what, hear what else.
You got me keeping score. You're ahead by a billion.
Oh, this is an El Campeón reference. Got it.
Oh, all right.
And back to Vinny's.
And back to Vinny's, yeah. Where it's a motif.
I like
yeah.
it. Go
yeah.
train.
Yeah, give,
I still
give us one
love
more.
You.
Sure.
Here's Running Back.
Got the strength to up and leave me. Am I on your mind? I know I promised to stop calling.
I really like how that's recorded, though. Feels really true to his voice.
Why do you say though?
Because I don't like the song overall.
What?
But I like the way it's recorded.
It's a great song.
Well, I haven't heard anything. Look, I never like anything the first time I hear it. I should say very rarely. It's hard. It's hard to listen to 15, 20 seconds of a song. Oh, let's hear this. Also, I'm not hearing a Sarah and Vinny reference in this one, so
yeah,
thumbs
true.
Down. All right, Train's AM Gold. This is their ninth album, and congrats. It sounds decent.
Don't thumbs down that.
Thumbs down. Well,
you know, our boss just went, they were going to play Winterland, and now you just got
I think
canceled.
Pat knows I'm kidding. He can do no wrong. He is AM Gold.
Duh. All right.
Guy's gold, duh.
There, you fixed it. Thank,
yeah, we love Train. I mean, Train, honestly, I feel like I can jab at Train because Train has been on this show since this has been a show. They used to come in. We used to be like, guys, we can't have you on every morning. You got to get... They're like, but you guys are AM gold. And we need
I remember the first guy they threw out of the band.
Yeah, it was the one who was into me. They tossed that dude out.
That's, I guess no drum hit for that. Oh. That's too bad.
Oh, sorry.
We go back.
I actually did not know what that gesture was.
What'd you
it
say?
Was me trying to say drum. What do you mean? The first guy that was thrown out of the band. Get it? It's just Pat left. We watched each one. All right. Yeah, never mind. Right. It doesn't matter.
All
Let's go.
We're Gavin DeGraw's got a record out today. DeGraw. This is Gavin's seventh album. This guy. Yeah.
I hope he re-recorded this song.
Me too. Like five times. And just that's the whole album. This is the best song. It's actually this album is dedicated to his late parents and their love story, sacrifices, and guidance. He actually did a whole docuseries about this album on Facebook leading up to the release. It's called Face the River. I know, it's really serious. Uh-huh. Ernest. Face the River, Gavin DeGraw. What did you grab
Here's
off this?
Here's the title track.
All right.
I am tired of the waiting. I can hear
I love his voice.
Yeah, me too.
Record playing, but no music, just the needle. Heaven knows just how I feel.
Feel. He rhymed feel with needle.
Come on.
I like it. I like it.
And try. 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 Try.
Oh. It's good.
Try. And I.
Oh, I love that.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. Does he skip to the very end? Can you skip to the very end? Oh, I'm wondering if he's going that. Crazy at
We're
the very end there.
Time, so
oh, are we?
Just jump ahead.
Damn it.
Never. You want me to play the next song?
Yeah,
first,
play the next one. Just play the next song. Don't even worry about it.
I pulled through from here. Here's Summertime.
If I hadn't taken up the time to tell you that I had no shame, that I was going to make you mine. But I let you be who you become. Let the others wish they could have some. Let them have the bubble gum. While we filled up on summer in the summertime. If I had a doubt, if we waited in the summertime, someone else might just swung on me.
I am a sucker for a summertime song. It's a.
All right. Try to get the end of that song, Face the River.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is he going crazy in it?
Let's see here. I'll All right. jump to the end here.
Oh, nice.
So that's three quarters of the way through. Let's hear the very end.
That's only you.
Oh, I think we missed the peak.
I think we did, too. It's fine. Do you want to play the third song? You want to jump ahead to the next?
Up to you.
I'd rather hear the third Gavin DeGraw song. We've got a minute.
Here we go. Here is Freedom.
Johnny's got a family to fight, and he works for the state. He got debts that are piling high and an old Chevrolet.
All right, this is about his parents, his late parents.
Ready on the dash playing tunes. Smells like grass because he's covered in June. Picking up extra cash, mowing lawns with his kids. Stained seekers walk through the church.
Actually, I will say I like this Gavin DeGraw record. It feels like something I could put on at the house and be hanging. It's nice. All right, so there you go. There's Gavin DeGraw. I'm just going to mention this next one. Seth MacFarlane. I love that he loves to sing. I love that he continues to put out records. I don't know who's buying these things, but he loves it, and I can get behind anyone who just loves to sing. It's called Blue Skies. It's all jazzy and fine.
Sky,
there we go.
Smiling at me.
Go, Seth MacFarlane, you comedic genius. Nobody needs this, but except him, apparently. I don't know. Maybe people are super into it. You know, I don't. We're not going to play anything off this, but Van Morrison has their 43rd album out.
Oh, we're playing it.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Little fun fact here. Brown Eyed Girl came out in 1967 on his debut album 55 years ago. 43 albums later, it's called What's It Gonna Take? Here we go. Oh, that one. Yeah, people know this one.
He's had other hits. Wild Nights is pretty darn good.
Sure. No, but that's, I mean, you know, Brown Eyed Girl, that's the one. My Brown Eyed Girl. So this new album's called What's It Gonna Take? Do you have a little taste of it? You want to do a little taste?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I played some the second we heard this. The lies, lies. His voice is a little different, huh?
Okay. So there you go. That's his 43rd try at it, sounds like. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Don't worry, Bryn. Age is coming for you, too. Any minute now. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Everywhere I look, there's a reminder that Bottle Rock is next weekend. I'm so excited. It's coming up fast, and today is the last day we're giving out code words for a pair of tickets to Saturday's Bottle Rock. The headliners are 21 Pilots and the Black Crows, plus there's a million more bands playing on all the different stages. There's a whole food area. It's amazing. It's such an experience. So here's how it works. We give away code words at 9.05. 1205 and 505. Listen at those times, get your code word, and text it to 20357. That's our contest text number, 20357. So we'll have a word coming up for you at 905. Get everything Bottle Rock at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Giving back is in Fremont Bank Foundation's blood. That's why they will once again subsidize some swimming lessons for qualifying families at Fremont's Aqua Adventure Water Park.
All right.
Registration is now open at goaquaadventure.com. Here's what's happening. Slightly cooler today, but still very warm and also windy. So, you know,
all right.
Skirt alert.
Oh, as in keep your skirt down. Wear a pencil skirt.
Well, I don't, you know, I just, you decide what that means to you.
Okay.
Warriors play tonight at 6 o'clock. Yes. Everybody needs to be there.
Yes.
The end.
Warriors.
Go Warriors. Okay, so I'll start with this one, and I've said it once before, but I'll say it again. Congratulations to all the graduates. It's nice to see that, you know, your celebrations are back. And on May 25th.
Yes.
Hold on, checking. That would be May 25th. That would be Wednesday of next week. Krispy Kreme will give high school and college seniors wearing a class of 2022 apparel
Oh, just something that says
a free dozen donuts.
Whoa.
Not
here,
one.
It's going to get you started on your own
a
life.
A bunch of free donuts for those of you who are graduating. That's nice.
Donut
so,
yeah.
Krispy Kreme tipping its hat to the students with grad caps.
That's nice.
A free dozen donuts to any senior high school or college who stops by a participating location while wearing class of 2022 graduation swag, and that is on May 25th, Wednesday of next week. So, I don't know. You know, I mentioned Ghirardelli's giving out sundaes. That's just to open their new store today, I think, actually. But
was it today or was it tomorrow? Maybe it is today.
Oh, now I forget. I got to look that back up. I'll tell you at the end of the show. I got to look it back up.
All right.
As we head into summer, everyone in California is unfortunately aware of blackouts being possible. And this story
rolling
is from CNN,
brownouts.
As they say, blackouts possible this summer due to heat and extreme weather nationwide. The power grid regulators have put it out there that there's going to be electricity shortages and blackouts all over the place.
Oh, we really need to get solar.
So one of the things that I would like to just mention to you from that story is a little prep can make that go a lot easier for you, whether that's keeping a cooler nearby so that you can get some food into that thing.
Yeah.
Maybe even thinking ahead and not overstocking your fridge, as in all that goes bad if the power gets turned off.
It's hard. I know it's hard to shop every day, but that might be the way. Or just do a lot of things that are sort of like prepackaged or stuff you could grill. I don't know.
Or just be careful and look ahead at the weather for forecasts so that you know when we're going triple digits. You sure don't want to stock up when you know we're going triple digits, because that's when stuff starts to go the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
I got my generator that I have. Man,
no, it's
I
so exciting.
That thing every month in order to make sure it's ready for me when I need it.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to fire it up. You got to make sure
it
it's clean and ready.
It's like a car, right? You just gotta keep that engine fired.
You gotta start, and it's
a maintenance cycle
every time. So I'm really happy it's working out, but you know, and I wish I didn't need it, but we do.
Yep.
Hey, the Ghirardelli Square thing—that's today.
Yeah,
ribbon cutting at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, okay. Great.
And free sundaes for like the first 170 people or something.
People. Correct.
So wait. Oh, and someone wrote me and said that's because they're 170 years old, Sarah. It's not a random 170. Yeah, I know.
Well, there you go.
I was like, oh, I'm just a dummy.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Wintergreen lifesavers make blue sparks in the dark when you bite them because of the triboluminescence, or light resulting from something being smashed.
But what is it that's, I mean... Does
it's
everything
you smashing
do that?
It's your teeth chomping down on the.
So what is the little chips of uranium that give it that window green flavor? Like what is that? What am I smashing down on that's making it?
Triboluminescence.
But you know, when I eat something, when I eat potato chips, it doesn't do it. Like, do they not have? You know,
ding, ding ding, they don't have it, right?
Yeah. But what is it exactly? Like what?
Also,
is that doesn't sound safe to eat? Something that lights up when you bite it? That sounds dangerous.
You should type that into that keyboard in front of you and get that answer while.
But
I
then
do my
I would
next
not
thing.
Be listening to
There's,
you.
That's okay. Brent's
I need to focus.
There's
focus.
A city
focus.
In Alaska called Unalaska.
Unalaska.
Unalaska. It's on a small island, and its name comes from the Aleutian word Unalashka.
Oh.
Which means near the peninsula.
Oh, so it's not that they're trying to secede from Alaska.
Right.
I see.
The average American spends more on their pets every year than they do on alcohol or movies.
Oh, that's BS. I don't do that.
All right, take it easy.
I don't know where these people are living.
What?
I don't know.
How much they're drinking.
All right.
How expensive their pets are, that's weird.
According to a new report, the average person spends $314 per month on impulse purchases.
Yeah,
and the most The average person is willing to spend on a single item is now $310.
Oh.
I'm guessing that's on impulse purchases specifically,
okay. though. One specific, one item, though, like $310? Like, I can't imagine anything I'm going to... Well, I mean, I have made dumb shoe choices before. I like shoes. I just only wear one pair.
Right. But shoes can cost a lot. So can purses. We're all aware of
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what...
would spend.
It's that kind of goods, right? Like purses, maybe a jacket.
I don't know about other people's sort of computer habits. I don't ever find myself on Amazon.
Oh, really? I've been on it twice already today.
There you go. That's what I was. So I think that when you're on a shopping site like that and there's suggestions given to you and there's, you could easily find yourself almost just like those impulse buys at the grocery store. It's just, hey, just add it. Mm-hmm. These are just numbers. I'm just going to click yes, yes, yes. Done.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. I didn't realize I needed that.
Oh, I do need that. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. The people who bought this also bought this. Well, I just like those people, so I'm going to buy that too.
The number one impulse buy is some kind of clothing. Food and groceries are second, followed by household items, shoes, technology, books, takeout, toys, coffee, and spa services all on the list of...
Oh, spa services.
Mm-hmm. Impulse buys that we... spend money on every month.
Oh, well.
I waste money, but I'm not on Amazon like buying random knickknacks. That's not my thing.
Yeah, I'm not buying knickknacks. I had to buy a Swiffer refill pack today.
That's a necessity.
I did need that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And I had another thing, but
what else did you buy?
I don't want to tell you.
Tell us. Well, that's the thing. That's what we're I mean, come on.
Well, I wouldn't call it an impulse because I have been thinking about it. I don't want to tell you. It's a watch. It's this watch.
A watch?
Just a certain
watch.
Just
are
like
you joining
a kind
the
of
Apple
kind
party?
Of
come on.
You'll see when I wear it to work. No, it's not like a fancy watch. It's like
$80. Is it a Fitbit?
It has like something like that in it.
Oh.
You'll see it at work. It's not an Apple watch, though, so it's sort of like the... It's not like that.
How come you're so cagey?
I don't know why.
What is your problem? What are you
tripping
on?
It's so stupid, and you guys are going to just give me nothing but crap for it. So I'll show it to you when we see you in person, if I even decide to pull the trigger on it, which I already did. But
yeah,
if I don't,
you already pulled
the
trigger. You said you already ordered it.
Yeah, but I can cancel. You know, if you were, I order stuff lots of times, and then it just goes, I really don't need that. I think about it for a minute, and then I don't. But I like to get it on its way.
And then cancel it?
Well, it's like then, you know, I'm kind of committed. It gets me off the fence about it because I can sit and think about stuff. Actually, I can't sit and think about stuff all day. I just need to do it or not. But then if I press buy it, boom, I know I got it at least an hour where I can change my mind and you can go back and just quickly cancel.
But you're not going to, right?
I don't know. Probably not.
What is it? Let us hear it. We'll help you decide.
Yeah.
No, I'm not telling you.
I love
just
to
you better just move on because I'm not going to tell you.
Stats and,
you can see it when I bring it into.
Well,
it.
If it's just a little,
if I get it,
it's not a Flava Flav clock. It's just a little teeny watch, right?
Maybe it is a Flava Flav clock.
Well, then definitely cancel that. It's not going to work out for you.
I think it'd be a good look for me hanging on my chest. Big Flava Flav.
Speaking of worthless purchases, although it's actually worth $1,300. Gucci and Adidas have teamed up to bring you an umbrella that isn't waterproof.
But it's $1,300. And that should be
waterproof. What do they call those? A parasol?
Oh, a parasol. Is it paper?
Isn't that a sun protector?
Yeah, just a sun protector.
That's what this is. It's meant for the sun. It's meant to protect you from the sun. It has zero water-repelling features, but costs $1,300. I believe our Jane has a parasol. Oh,
that's ugly.
Look at that. It's got a G handle and a Gucci.
It is so ugly.
Print logo.
Enjoy that, people who have $1,300 to drop on an umbrella that doesn't work.
Gucci says it's meant for sun protection or decorative use. It's not waterproof. And there is a long wait list for that little item right there.
Well, that just goes to show you we're dumb.
You can join the wait list at Gucci.com. It won't be out till next week, and there's a long line already for it.
Look at how beautifully they matched the pattern on each of the segments that they have to sew together for that. It's actually incredible. That is like the best made umbrella that doesn't work I've ever seen in my
life.
Wait,
are you now singing its praises?
I'm looking at how they match the pattern. Go up the seam.
Oh, that's the Adidas logo as well. Look at that.
Yeah, in the Gucci colors. That's uh-huh. hilarious. That is really...
So you're going to get one?
No, because I need umbrellas to keep the rain off of me. And Jane says I have two parasols, one red and one black.
Ah, I've only seen the black one, but I'm not surprised that she's got more.
Well, she can't get sun on her.
Right. You don't just become goth, like, by accident. It takes work.
You've got to farm that look.
You keep every sun ray off of you at all times.
All of them. You can't even watch a sunrise or sunset.
One of the texters wrote in yesterday when we were talking about Jane being goth, and they said, she is not goth. She listens to Taylor Swift, and she's an Alameda mom. And I went, well, take it easy.
Everybody has to grow up at some point. She likes the look.
She can still be goth. She doesn't have to, you know, only listen to Bauhaus and, I don't know what, denounce her motherhood.
Right.
Is that even a thing? Can you do that?
You raise your child, their crib is a coffin.
Golly. Trust us. Jane is goth.
Yeah. Well, look, if she's not, she's the most goth chick we know. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. 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 Where was I? Oh, this is fun. A guy named Aaron Wellborn was snorkeling at a beach in Alabama looking for seashells for his wife. Isn't that cute?
That's really cute.
I'm going to go find you some seashells.
All right, I'll be here under my parasol.
Instead.
Oh, my God, their whole set of teeth?
He spotted a set of dentures with the name Randy Williams on them. Oh. So he tracked Randy down in Wisconsin and gave them back. The guy says he'd lost them a week earlier. And they're worth $2,000.
Oh.
Aaron says this is where Aaron loses points because Aaron was, you know, he was out there looking for shells for his wife.
Yeah.
Aaron says the best part was telling his wife to close her eyes and putting the dentures in her hand. When she opened them, there was a full set of teeth smiling at her.
When you say a full set of teeth, are we talking one upper or one lower? Or were these actual hinged, like the, you know, the chattering ha-ha teeth that they...
I don't know that they hinge. I think they're in two pieces and they're separately sort of glued into your upper and lower jaws.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe they are together. It makes sense. Otherwise, they would have floated apart from each other.
Right. Or maybe when they say full set, they mean like a full upper or... I don't know. I'm picturing like a... Oh, let me see that. Let me see. Oh, it's like the top. It's the hard palate is covered in the whole
set of
teeth.
Okay.
Oh, those look like nice teeth. I could have teeth that look like that.
Well, this guy was happy to get his teeth back because he's been eating yogurt since he left Alabama.
Oh, that's a bummer. And that's the kid who found him?
Mm-hmm.
Young guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, look how cute he is. Did you say it was his wife or his girlfriend that it was... It's his wife, right? That he was looking for seashells.
Oh, boy.
I already find me some seashells. It's okay. Matter. Pretty lady.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, the best advice from my dad, a thing's value is only as much as someone is willing to pay for it. That's the best advice from your dad?
Your dad sucked at advice.
Come on, Dad. Step your game up.
I'm willing to pay $3 million for this.
415 says, I'm on the edge of my seat thinking about this watch. What could this watch be? What does this watch do?
Seriously.
Where will this watch go? How do you wear this watch?
You don't even
want to
know.
What color is this
watch? You don't want to know.
This watch is incredible.
This, you know, this watch is not that incredible.
The buildup is too much. Please tell us everything.
I know. I don't know why I even mentioned it. I truly don't. I'll show it to you someday. If I get it. I'm actually considering... canceling that order now.
Do not cancel that order.
I'm canceling it. I don't want to know either.
Happy Friday, friends. Been listening to you guys for 15 years. I can't express how grateful I am for this show. When is the Looking Glass coming back? I miss seeing the shenanigans live.
I actually think that's coming back pretty soon. We're getting everything. We're building everything right back up. Getting back to normal.
Couple of
just as Nikki leaves.
Gotta figure some stuff out.
Working on.
How come Vinny is so soft today, says 510? Because Disneyland keeps my level too low. That's why.
It, some kind of revenge plot.
I don't know what I did to her.
I can hear you okay. You're
other
low.
Than have sure, a big yeah. nose, which I didn't choose myself. It got put there by puberty. Thanks a lot.
Don't worry, Disneyland. He always thinks he's low.
Wasn't the last Gavin DeGraw album released when he got mugged and ran over by a car in the same day? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if that was the last one, but that was the story.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to wrap it. I just got a hard wrap up.
415 says Sarah's heart just fell out of her butt.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's what you said. You said no, your heart just that. Fell out of your
I would
butt.
Never do that. Oh, yeah. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, how to get a free Ghirardelli Sunday today?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.